Hi, I'm Rick.
I'm Dan.
I'm George.
I'm Jake.
And we are Queer Magnolias,
the podcast.
In each episode,
we're going to talk about everything from growing up queer in the South
to the issues affecting our community today.
With a little bit of fabulous sprinkled in along the way.
Join us for an all-you-can-eat buffet of queer joy.
Mixed in with the occasional bitch fest.
But always served with
the spiciest tea.
Hey, y'all. How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God. It's been forever.
Girl, it's been a minute.
Well, and, you know, it has been a while since we've done a recording and all of us have gotten together. So I'm excited. I'm sure everyone is super excited. Right?
I mean, I could not be more excited.
She okay, could not that, be
that,
more.
Yeah. Honestly, that was so lackluster, Rick. You want to try it again, honey? Are you excited, bitch?
Sorry.
Excited?
Take two. I could not be more excited.
There she is.
There she is.
All right. Well, in this episode, we will unravel the colorful tapestry that is the LGBTQ lexicon.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, words, terminology that we do love, maybe don't love. From Yas Queen to You Better Work. Join us.
Say what you mean and mean what you say, bitch.
And I hope you will be joining us here since you're, you know, watching and listening as we unpack the language that has shaped our culture. We'll celebrate iconic catchphrases and inside jokes that bring us together and maybe bury a few that never needed to see the light of day.
Oh,
yeah.
Should we start a list? Should we have a fuck, marry, kill list?
Should we have a counter? Yes.
Maybe we'll say, here's the good box and there's the bad box.
See?
I like my fuck, marry, kill, but all right, fine.
Fuck, marry, kill is always good. We love that. And, you know, in this episode, this is going to be our passport to the secret that connects all of us, including people outside of the LGBTQ community.
That be you, you breeders. We love you.
We love you, breeders, as well. Allies. We're all part of this together. So get ready to spill some tea.
All right.
Sashay away through anecdotes, a couple of them, maybe a few, and let us sprinkle a little bit of fabulousness into our everyday conversation.
Like we do.
Like we
always,
do.
Honey.
Always.
As we are known to do.
All right. So I think this is a good time for us to go.
Oh. In right. Z formation.
Yes.
Z formation. Snap.
And let's embrace our cunning linguist. Let's do that.
The cunning linguist.
You better be careful.
Honestly. Yeah.
No queen.
See?
I mean, it's not always Yas Queen. It's no queen.
Mm-mm. I mean, if it's not Snow Queen.
Well, Snow Queen, why don't we start right there at the top of the mountain?
Oh, she wants to start at the mountain.
I mean, we're in the S's. We're in the S's, but we can start in the S's.
Now, let's go and ski down the mountain, honey. Y'all know what a Snow Queen is. It is not a frigid bitch.
I know what a Snow Queen is for me, but I don't think that's what it is.
A frigid bitch in Minnesota. Come on now. Is that what it is?
100%, Dan. That's exactly what it means. Yeah, no,
that's not what it means, honey. We've all been down the ski slope. Come on.
Or
don't tell it.
The snow that goes up.
It twirled up.
Skiing backwards.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
right, yeah. I think we should dive into this. I mean, I have a couple things I want to talk about, but I also want to hear what you all have to say. We have a nice dichotomy here, right?
Well, George and I found this wonderful book that we're going to plug right now for all of y'all. It's called The Unofficial Gay Manual, and it's by Kevin DeLalo and Jack Krumholtz. Am I saying that right, George?
I feel like sure, because I know them both personally.
Yeah. Right?
Right? We had lunch with them last week.
Totally.
Or brunch. We had brunch with them. Sorry.
And to be clear, this book is from 1994, which explains like the denim shirt and the pleated khakis.
Yes, and it must be really current, I'm sure.
So, and given the text message exchange that George and I had last week, 1994 didn't exist before George did. He was like, oh, excuse me?
I know nothing of this book. This is a history book for me.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Before the War of Northern Aggression.
Exactly. Ooh. She happened upon it after the Second Civil War, and there was only one.
Exactly. Well, you know, Rick, you've been through all those great depressions.
Mason Dixon.
Well,
Vietnam and such.
One of them's in the room right now, but we won't say which one.
Jake, are they talking about you again?
I don't know. I don't know what they're saying. I have no idea sometimes.
I do think this will be a lot of fun to talk about these words that we used to use in the 90s and see what people today use that's maybe the same thing or we don't use it at all. Like, what's dead? What's new?
What's fuck, marry, kill? That's what I just said. Hello.
I like.
It's just cuter when I say it, Rick.
Is it?
Agree with me, Dan.
Well, I do agree with you because one of the things that we talked about offline was pork as a verb. I love that. Let's talk about porking as a verb.
But it's also a chapter. Pork is a chapter and pork is a verb.
Honey, it's been a chapter in my life more than one time. I don't know about that book, but I'm here to tell you I porked a lot of chapters.
Well, pork you might need to find an AA chapter once or twice in your life, too, just saying.
Pork.
It gives you the other idea of the other white meat.
Huh? Right? And if it's pink, keep porking.
If it's pink.
Ew.
Getting porked? Oh, my God. Okay.
I think that's a thing, though. Hold on. I'm going to look it up in the book.
She's going to consult. I haven't heard that in forever. The lexicon.
Sorry.
I know, exactly.
I need my glasses. I need my old lady glasses.
So, I mean, you know.
I need my Danny glasses.
This is killing me right here.
Yeah.
Air conditioning.
Yeah, we all see it.
But you know what? Rihanna's over here, so we got Rihanna.
Yeah, stay where you are right now. No one sees it.
Yeah, exactly.
Hide it with your hair.
Don't move. Don't even fucking breathe. All right, hold on.
Oh, she got her reading glasses.
Oh, girl.
I did. I told you I was pulling out the Danny glasses.
Everybody, it's Drag Queen Story Hour.
That's right. Excuse me, Kevin.
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
Everybody out here.
You're not wrong, honey. You're not wrong. Oh, well, look at that. Pork is a verb. Look at that. It's to have sex. I mean, I've never. Except on Sunday and twice on Monday, but still.
All right, so the first word I want to talk about that's in this lexicon from 1994 that I think should absolutely come back is box. Box is a noun. It's some men's calling card located in front and center, below the waist, between the thighs.
I think two words for you.
Yes.
John Hamm.
Box needs to come back.
That is a man who carries a fucking box. John Hamm has
UPS,
a fucking box.
Like delivery all day.
Amazon. Right here.
So box is also a term for another anatomical part as well.
Which one?
You can speak to that one. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's what they call a pussy. It's a box.
It's not what I call it.
What do you call it, George?
I think, like, you know, if you're gonna
once a year,
just ever talk about it, it wouldn't be box. Box is masculine in my terminologies. Maybe envelope. I don't know if we're gonna go with packaging.
I never heard that term.
Postage. Yes.
You know, like. Bubble wrap?
I mean, package, yeah, but box? I don't know. I was 6 years old at this time, so I guess maybe I wasn't in the right.
You weren't using the word box.
I wasn't using the word box.
Daily, yes. Yeah. Dan, what do you think? You haven't said anything.
On purpose, because she's on mute.
She's on mute.
So, yeah, I mean, I think box is a big deal. I mean, that's one of the things. Oh, my God, did you see his box?
Girl.
I mean, that was a big thing. I mean, I think that's why Michael Jordan did that briefs or boxers commercial, right? It's like, oh, did you see his box? But they said on that one, oh, is he wearing briefs or boxers? Oh. You usually knew which one it was.
You do. You kind of do because of the way
the way it weighs out.
You know what I'm saying, Rick? this as opposed to the this.
The box versus the snatch. That's what you're saying.
Jake, I think the word you're looking for is bird. Not bird. Box. Yeah.
Wasn't that a
movie on Netflix called Bird Box?
You gotta shut down this.
With Sandra Bullock? I think it was. It was, wasn't it?
She was blind the whole movie, honey. Look,
I mean, I get
box.
It. I get it. I get it, girl. I get it.
I've been around in the dark looking for a box.
I'd be stumbling around in the dark myself, be like, oh, what is that? Oh, I can't look at it. I can't look at it.
She can't.
I can't.
Also of note, Sarah Paulson's in that. So
yes, that is true.
Briefly, she literally is in like four scenes.
But it expands our point.
Does it though?
The bird part of it.
Okay. Yes.
Moving on.
Right.
To the next word.
All right. What's the next word? All right. Let's find another.
I have one that might be in the book, but I don't know.
Let's see what it is.
Well, I'm waiting to feel this out. Yeah, I'm waiting for my turn to come
around. Oh, all right.
Well, it's your turn, honey. It's your turn.
Go,
oh, boy.
Go, baby, go. Go, baby, go.
It's the Brady Bunch here. So, like, you're next.
I'm Jan. I'll be Jan with the braces.
Here's one I actually want to talk about because...
She got an opinion.
I do. I feel like we haven't heard this since probably the 90s. It's kind of a Madonna term, but it is something I do kind of love. And it's in the book. It's called boy toy. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because I have issues in the 90s. I loved it. Where we are today, not a fan. And I think that it's because the times have changed so much. And
so I think, Rick, if you're going to bring it up from the 90s, it's important to read the actual definition from the book from 1994. Because
oh, George, please.
Jesus, now you're going to maybe put glasses on.
It's page 215, sweetheart.
You got to find her glasses.
I got it right in front of me. I'm just looking for my glasses. Oh, mm-hmm.
Her spectacles.
You're going to need another pair just to find the reading.
Right?
All right, so it means a young 18 to 22 years old club kid often seen wearing go-go outfits. Another synonym of that would be toy boy. I don't like that, but anyway.
Go-go outfits. I don't know what that means exactly. Is that like short shorts?
Gucci shorts and a halter top. Like, I mean, honestly, am I the only one that has paid for that? I mean, contributed, the only one that's paid for it, yes.
You want to tip those dancers. Tip your dancers.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
They're working hard for their money.
They're not over here slobbering on me because they love me. They want my dollars. Come on.
I like to think they love you, Jan.
Yeah, well, they do, honey. But it's like that dialer prayers dialing for dollars. Come on. Give us a dollar, hon. Give us a dollar.
So, Rick, what is your problem with boy toy today?
Yeah. I want to know.
Honestly, I think it kind of lives somewhere in using the word boy. It comes from everything in the past couple of years with the religious right and all of the politics and all of the BS that comes out of that and how they have called us groomers, especially in the past year. And I'm very sensitive now to anything that I'm forced into being sensitive about anything that refers to anything younger than an age of consent, if that makes sense.
I agree. Because I think
it's... And I hate that I live in that space, but that's kind of where I am.
But we have already said the definition is 18 to 22. So you are legally age of consent, and no matter what country or state you're in.
That's true.
By definition, from 1994.
Right.
From 1994, yes. But you asked, why does that bother me today? Now, 20, 30 years ago, that shouldn't bother me at all. I'm like, boy, toy. I think I even had the belt buckle that Madonna had at some point. I think I did.
Rhinestone.
I think I even had a suntan tattoo at some point.
I guess I said it at some point.
But I'm talking about today. I'm talking about right now and how we've been led to this place where we have to be so guarded about the things that we say. And the joy that we used to have 20, 30 years ago that we don't get to enjoy today.
Okay, so that word is on our kill list.
Yes, I agree.
Yes,
with that.
Yes.
Not everyone. I mean, why not? I don't know. When it comes to, like I said, when it comes to referring to either the male or the female sex, I always say boys and girls. I mean, and it doesn't come from like the, maybe it's my age, but I don't think of that as a negative term. I know what you're saying though. I know what you're saying, like, especially with like, with grooming and what, you know, what a lot of gay men are being accused of. And actually, unfortunately, some are just shedding the light onto some, you know, into some situations. But I don't know. I kind of like the term boy.
So does the leather community.
Yeah.
Oh, true. This is very true. So then I would have to ask the question, and I'm going to bring this back to back around to our show name. There are certain words in the vocabulary that in the early days of their, I don't know, inception, is that the right word? I don't know what it is. In the early days of that, they came about being a very negative and very, you know, ugly connotation of, you know, and talked about a certain community in a derogatory way. And we had, and one of those words was queer.
Yeah.
And we have, and I mean, we, not just us as QNP, but I mean, as a community, we have taken back the word queer and we've tried to like re-embrace it. And it's like, you tried to call us this ugly thing. We're going to show you how beautiful and fabulous we are.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad.
I wonder if boy could be one of those words.
Oh.
Where we're like, this is a word that we used to love. You've now made us hate. But now we're going to take it back and turn it into something beautiful and show you the joy. Like, to what, to Jake's point, it's a differentiation of sexes, I guess, sure. In a way, or as it may be, it's like boy versus girl,
and demand the fact that we are going to define the word. We're not going to let you define it for us.
It's up to us. It's not up to you. It's up to us. Yeah. We decide how we're going to use the word. Not yes. You don't get to do that. We get to do that.
I'm on board for that, honey.
Me
Let's
too.
Do it. Yeah,
totally agree. Totally
and
agree.
That brings me to the word that I want to talk about today mostly. And it's definitely something that most people are probably not going to agree with, but for certain, the word faggot, and I'm going to say it like that because it's such a harsh word and we've all been accused of it. But I feel like right now, especially within the younger, you know, LGBTQ communities, you know, specifically gay, non-binary boys, if you will, are using that word, and I feel like it's harsh even to hear it, but it's like it's reclaiming something that somebody else is taking from us. You know, like you're a faggot, right? But what is, you know, in the negative sense, like we're being accused of that in such a bad, for so long in such a bad way, that it's like grabbing it again and taking it back and saying this is our word for us. And that's just like the whole mentality of it is like a totally different, it's just like, I don't know, it just blows my mind. That's what I wanted to talk about today specifically.
I love that, because I think that, you know, just as Rick was talking about earlier, the word queer is a little bit older, I think, than the word faggot. And so, you know, as each
generation
yep. right, comes to embrace a word, I think that for those of us who are older, you know, queer was a harsh word. It was a tough word. And we snatched it back. Snatched is a word. We'll get back to that. But then I also think that the word faggot, and I did not know that, Jake. I think that that's magnificent, because I think for me, the word faggot is probably one of the harshest words because that's what I heard whispered in the hallway of high school. No one stood in the middle of the floor and said, oh my God, here's faggot. But they would say,
yeah.
It was always some kind of slur on the backside.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great thing about these words. You know, it's about what can we reclaim and what can we say is, oh, you know what, now that we're a bigger and better community, what word doesn't work in our community? There's a lot of words that we've all heard that are like, you know what, we really don't need to repeat that word ever again, because there's no way to repurpose it and make it powerful.
And that's the point. Words have the power that we give them.
You give them. Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
Or don't.
So for me, going off what Danny had said in saying that he heard the word faggot said to him quietly, I did not have that experience. Mm-hmm. I had it very loudly and very shrewdly shouted in my face several fucking times in my life.
Yes.
And so for me, when I hear it, whether you want to reclaim it or whatever your impetus behind wanting to say the word, it makes me cringe. Now, I am self-aware enough to know that a lot of people feel the same way about queer. A lot of people feel about the same way about a lot of words that I don't have the same association with, right? So I want to be open to that, but I kind of also want to be to the point where it hurts me in a way I didn't expect to hear. Like when I hear the word, it comes at me in a way where it attacks me somewhere down here on the left.
Yeah,
where,
it's primal. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Where I was like, I'm guarded up here on my right, but you just hit me down here on my left, and I wasn't expecting that. And it's going to take a minute for me to get comfortable with reclaiming that word.
But I think that's a good thing, though, because you know what? I think with each generation, they are taking a word and they're saying, this is what I want to repurpose. You know, it's like, I may not like every word, but if it's somebody in my tribe using that word, I can deal with it. If it's somebody on the street hurling that at me, I got a problem with that.
Absolutely.
Herein lies the difference. It's not so much the word itself, it's how you use it. And so I don't know. For me, I kind of live in that space a little bit.
Of course, because obviously if you're using it with hate or if you're using it with love, like,
you feel the difference.
You feel the difference because with young people today, the youth, the kids,
the youths,
they use it like we would use girl, like, hey girl, mm-hmm. They will use faggot. Uh-huh. Am I wrong, Jacob? So there's love behind it. But when someone spits it at you from a car that's
it's the difference.
Drive by F word.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. I it totally makes sense. And I think, but I'm thinking about when I use the term too, a lot of times it's referencing gay things, anything gay, anything queer, you know, it's like, oh, or if someone, you know, I mean, and honestly, a lot of times I've heard it in a connotation where like, oh, it's such a faggot, but it's not meant in a malicious way. You know what I mean? And it's said only, and the only time I've ever heard it that I've ever accepted it is from other queer people. So not that I'm saying everyone's, you know, go ahead and say what the hell you want. Well, you can, but you're going to, you know, expect some kind of backlash. But I feel like that is always, and anytime I've, because it did take a little bit for me to understand and accept the how it was, you know, the term faggot used in a endearing way, if you will.
A kind way.
Yeah.
Or because to take our power back, right? I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. I think that so many times we've been beaten down by words. And, you know, there are words that I don't particularly care for myself. But if I can find a way to repurpose them and to take back my power, I like that. Yeah. I can be really tough on my friends, but I think that on
you?
The outside, yes.
You? Shocking.
But I
shocking.
Think when I'm doing something in public, I am trying to be mindful that there's a larger audience and not just one person. With my friends, we torture each other. We have a lot of fun. And I think if we use the word queer or faggot or cocksucker or whatever that word is, and cocksucker is
cocksucker really is a term of endearment for me.
It's gonna be on the list, honey, forever. I will tell y'all a story about this guy crossing the cafeteria at the college I went to, and somebody let him get
before 88 to 99
halfway across the floor, and somebody screamed "cocksucker," and he made it always all the way to the door, and then he turned around and he said, "And I'm the best fucking one you'll ever see, bitch." I mean, I love
that. Was that Andy? That was Andy. Six ways and Sunday. That was Andy.
It was Andy twice.
Twice, honey.
Twice. But I mean, this guy, David Metter, had been tortured and bullied his entire life. And when he made it to college, he was like,
I don't give a damn.
It's do or die right now. And I'm not taking anything else. And God bless that man.
Yes, honey. We salute you.
Right?
Precisely. I hope he listens.
I hope so too.
Bring him on. Let's have a conversation.
100%.
I'll find him, honey. I'll find him.
I want to see where it went.
You know, I'm a Google queen. Let's do it.
She's still the best cocksucker she's ever known. So. All right.
Right.
Moving on.
Lighten it up a little bit if we need to.
Exactly.
Can we get out of the C's? Let's move on to some other letter in the alphabet.
So, Dan. This isn't a word that's in the book.
Okay.
It's a phrase, but I feel like of everybody in this group, you're gonna know this phrase because I feel like you lived in the same circles.
Oh,
so
Lord.
I think you're gonna know it.
Put it on MasterCard.
So it's see Tarzan, but hear Jane.
Well, hello. All I know is, honey, my hand slipped off of Tarzan's vine one time, but that's a different story, isn't it?
Yes, it's a different episode, honey.
I mean, I don't know that I would know that, though. I mean, you know, I've seen a lot of Tarzans.
But when they open their mouth.
Oh, Lord, honey. And the purse fell out, honey. The purse fell out. Oh, Lord. That was a big thing because it's like, oh, my God. He's so cute. And he opened his mouth and the purse fell all the way out.
Woman, honey.
Well, and so that's a big thing because, you know, when we were talking about doing this.
100 times in my youth.
Honey. One of the things I thought about when we were talking about doing this episode is, you know, at my tender age of 60, I have never been accused of being straight acting. I might have been accused of being Naugahyde. That is true.
I still want those photos.
Yeah, well,
by the way.
I think I burned that floppy disk, darling. So it's not going to happen. And I don't have anything to stick the floppy in.
So wait, Dan, was that floppy disk a grower or a shower?
It was a shower, honey. It was the big floppy, not the small
one. Exactly.
It was the one that was really floppy, not the hard one. So. But I mean, I think that, you know, one of the things is when I came out, it was important to look straight or to be straight. I don't think anybody ever in my fucking life thought I was straight. No one said, look at her. She's going to get a wife and some children and a picket fence. That shit ain't never happened. But it caused a lot of shame.
Yeah.
If you weren't booked back in the 80s, you know, everybody was like, oh, what's wrong with you? I remember my first gay prides I went to, and I'd see these, you know, dykes on bikes, which is their little term. And I'd see all these drag queens and stuff. And what I never saw was a bitch in a three-piece suit marching in a gay pride. It's always been about the marginalized. It's never been about the people who were
straight,
looking like live in the middle. Live in the middle, right?
That shit never happened. So, you know. Now, all of a sudden, I sound like Brenda Ficarra. I may be close to Butch, but it will be temporary.
No, thank you, Dan. I appreciate that you and Rick both recognize what I was saying. I'm sure, Jacob, there's a term today. Maybe there's not. Maybe people don't care about that today.
Well, like the purse fallout. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. See, that's the thing. That's something that I could really kind of just like brush off because I don't care if... You know, it doesn't matter, like gender, and especially gender fluidity. I mean, it's like, it doesn't make a difference to me.
Yes.
Sound masculine or you sound feminine. Why? Each person's going to have their own individuality. So it's, like I said, it's almost a little toxic, unfortunately, coming from our own community.
Well, it is. In 94.
Yeah, in 1994.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And again, we're talking 20, 30 years ago. Yeah. So I feel like we're all in a different space now where I celebrate and appreciate the gender nonconforming community. But if you ask me when I was in my early 20s or in my teenage years, I was like, well, you know, I don't know. I feel like I need to kind of fit in this sort of can you pass box. Look, does that make sense?
Honey, no one was using a language that they had never heard before back then.
Right, right.
Exactly. There weren't the words. There wasn't the terms.
What a beautiful way to say that. No one was speaking a language they had never heard before.
Right.
Well, and I do agree with that, but I do think also that there were a lot of people within our community back in the day who were so harsh and cruel to people we couldn't just go to a church picnic because, oh my gosh, you know, this person looks different, this person acts different. I do think that's one of the most gorgeous things about where we are in this world amongst the LGBTQIA plus community is we realize that there are all these different people on the spectrum and we're respecting that. On the outside, not so much, but hopefully on the inside, we're doing much, much better. At least I think we are.
Agreed. I love that too.
Yeah, totally.
I agree.
Rolling.
How are we rolling on from this? All right. Well, I feel like now we can mosey on out to the front porch. How about that?
Yes. Drinks.
I might have a little story. So, y'all remember last Thanksgiving when I said I was going to kind of host Thanksgiving at my place?
And it didn't work out and we all had to go to Dan's.
Well, right.
It was that.
I didn't share the whole story, though.
And
I might have thrown a little turkey into the little deep fryer on the front porch. And let's just say the front porch is under construction for the next few months.
Well, I'll be darned.
She didn't thaw that turkey before she put it in the deep fryer.
So maybe the front porch is on hold for a minute.
Okay. Oh, I see how that is. But you know what? All y'all know I can drink on my own. So, I mean, I love
BYOB, all y'all, honey.
But you know, I got a bottle somewhere.
BYOFP is what you're trying to say. Bring your own front porch.
You might need a new one. Is this a place for an only? Oh, not an OnlyFans. Wait, what was the other?
It's a back porch.
OnlyFans on my mind. Ross, how'd you get that on my mind? Sorry.
All right. Well, as George's Aunt Lucy used to say, I guess her ice cubes are dry. But you know what? The refrigerator's on the print too, so I don't know how that's going to get fixed in the next 6 months or so, but whatever.
We're going to the 7-Eleven, get in the bag.
We're going to figure it out.
This has been wonderful. Yes.
I'm so happy to be back, you guys. Yes. I have missed you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You cocksuckers. You assholes. Yes. I've missed you all, you faggots.
Say it, Jacob.
Hey, there we go. I would say I miss Rick's box, but I do not.
Box fan, honey.
All right, y'all. Ah. It was so good to see you. Bye.
Bye, everybody. Soon. See you soon.
Talk to y'all soon.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Queer Magnolias podcast. We all love you and the amazing support and feedback you have given us thus far. So much we need more. We would love to hear more brilliant brainstorms from you magnificent magnolias. So we highly encourage you to be included and find/follow us at Queer Magnolias on Twitter and at Queer Magnolias Podcast on Instagram and Facebook if you haven't already. We would love to hear your comments and feedback, good or bad.
Nobody wants their bad comments. Fuck off.
And you can listen to us on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcast, wherever the hell you're listening to us right now, or wherever you might find your podcast. All right. Until next time, Blossoms.